Can a cell phone or computer bring down a regime? It's a question tech watchers pose following the success of anti-government protesters in getting their message out last June, following Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's re-election. Many Iranian youth captured video with their cell phones and used social networking sites to organize.
This is a world of communications. It is no longer possible to conceal the truth. It is not that easy to lie. It is not easy to play around with polls.
Reports by citizen journalists gain international attention after the Iranian government blocked foreign reporters from covering anti-government rallies. Bagher Moin is a prominent Iranian blogger in London.
The role of the digital media has revolutionized really the way demonstrations have been reported, and for that reason it's been playing a very, very important role.
The U.S. administration has taken notice. On Monday, the Treasury Department announced that it will grant licenses to internet companies to export Facebook, Twitter, and other personal online services to Sudan, Cuba, and Iran. This runs counter to strict sanctions still in place governing other trade with those nations.
And in the 21st century, expression and assembly are carried out on the internet as well as in person. So we're going to continue to support those Iranians who wish to circumvent and be able to communicate without being blocked by their own government.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's comments this week follow those she made in January when she said internet freedom has become a fundamental principle of American foreign policy. Obviously, so-called closed societies can slow and block internet service, but tech-savvy onlookers say not for long.
It's too late now. The people have got used to this technology. Businesses, finances, industry are using this technology, and you know, you just can't push it back anymore.
When a repression takes place in one area, the internet will kind of skirt around that. There is no central internet motherlode. It was designed to withstand nuclear invasion.
The lifting of restrictions follows calls in Congress for easier export of social networking services. In Washington, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.